Matt Eisenhower is executive director of the Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center Foundation and oversees community health development. He's a numbers guy, and so he went through a few numbers at the start of his presentation. The first number he gave was 19.
Anyone want to take a stab as to what that number might be? This is the percentage of our gross domestic product that is spent on health care.
In real money, that's about $3.8 trillion. And when that's averaged out to the amount spent per citizen, healthcare in the United States costs twice the average of other developed nations. The need nationwide is growing, too. Eisenhower says that as the baby boomers enter retirement, 10,000 new people sign up for Medicare every day. All those numbers signal one thing: change. Eisenhower says healthcare providers need to change, too. At Peace Health, he says, patients are the focus and changes should benefit those patients.
Our whole facility design is changing to focus on some of the healthcare changes that we're seeing, and that we want to focus on keeping healthy people healthy.
Part of that is more outpatient care, programs to help people manage chronic disease, and care coordinators to help patients get their health needs properly met. Eisenhower says the numbers show that the programs are making a difference.
For instance, we have a 15 to 22% reduction in payments to us because they're not using our inpatient services as much. Now, as business owners, you're probably scratching your head, you know, why would you do that? That's something we're struggling with. You know, we're actively trying to reduce the amount of cost to patients because it's the right thing to do. But then that means operationally we have to cinch our belts and find better ways to do things.
For example, cut administrative positions. Ken Tonjes is the chief administrative officer for Ketchikan Medical Center. That's a newish position created when the jobs of chief executive officer and chief financial officer were combined. Tonjes also spoke during the chamber presentation and said it is challenging to do both those jobs, and he's probably not doing either quite as well as when they were separate positions.
But that's, again, what we're trying to do is we're trying to provide as many resources to the direct patient care as we possibly can. And frankly, we saw this as an opportunity. It makes my life a little more difficult, but it's a trade-off we're willing to do.
Tonjes also talked about some of the ways Peace Health is adapting to a changing healthcare culture, including collaboration for behavioral health services, visiting clinics for services that are important but don't have enough volume to offer all the time, and telemedicine.
So we're always looking at opportunities to bring a larger breadth of services in here. But remember back to that, they have to be sustainable. The last thing we want is to start a service and then for whatever reason, either availability, access, or dollars, we're not able to continue to do that.
Peace Health is a nonprofit Catholic health care provider that operates 10 hospitals in the Pacific Northwest. Tonjes says that nonprofit doesn't mean they don't try to make a profit. It just means that the profits are invested back into the healthcare system. He added that Ketchikan's hospital has a strong balance sheet with reserves to weather financial storms. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.